At UCEM, we are constantly reviewing our academic offer and looking at ways to best serve the built environment with our degrees. We are launching a series of new programmes this summer, which we feel will help prospective students during the pandemic. And earlier this week, we announced that we will be offering four BSc programmes in building surveying, construction management, quantity surveying, and real estate management as a full-time degree, meaning you can complete it in 3 years. Primarily, this is to support school leavers who may want to be full-time students from September, although others may wish to start on one of our full-time programmes with the option to revert to studying part-time should circumstances change. To discuss the news and explain what benefits can be had by the myriad of careers available in the built environment, I'm joined over the phone by our careers and employability advisor, Bridget Wells. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, Andrew.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you very much. I think it's a really interesting opportunity to talk about some supported online education.
Great. Well, we'll begin then. So first up, let's just say I'm leaving school this summer. And obviously you have a great wealth of knowledge about all the careers available in the built environment. So why should I study on one of UCEM's full-time BSc programmes?
Okay, so I think when we were in school, we talk a lot about all the options that are available to you when you finish your sixth form studies or you finish your college course. And I guess a lot of listeners have been spending the last 2 years looking at all the options available to them. And we talk a lot about work and apprenticeships and going away to university, but we don't talk about in schools much is about supported online education. And we can see, though, that a lot of younger people are really interested in this as an option, as an alternative to going away to a traditional university campus. And I think that virtual learning and supported online education is a really good option for certain students. So maybe you liked the idea of living at home instead of going away to university, but your local university doesn't offer the kind of course that you want, or perhaps it's really difficult to get to, or travel's really expensive. All those kind of difficulties that are practical everyday challenges. Maybe you're just not sure about going away to university anyway, living away from home. Is the university you're thinking about going to, is it offering what you wanted? Is that campus experience something you really valued but aren't going to get now? So we've had to really think about the whole decision about going away to university, and maybe an option for some students is to stay living at home and do supported online learning and education and get their degree in that way.
Okay. And so you may be thinking about an online programme studying with us. We're obviously a vocational university. So, I mean, what are the benefits of working in the built environment?
Okay, so we are so lucky to be working in this industry. It's dynamic, it's exciting, it's future focused, and it's changing the world and the way that people live and use the resources in it. So one of some of the benefits of the fact it's a global industry, and there are some amazing opportunities for students who qualify and like the idea of maybe working abroad. Countries like Australia, Canada, New Zealand are all really valuing UK trained surveyors and construction workers. There's a whole range of different employers, including everything from huge multinational global companies right through to small local companies. So whatever kind of firm you like to work in, whatever kind of culture you want, you should be able to find it in this industry. One of the great benefits, I think, of built environment jobs is that you're out and about. So you're not stuck in an office. You know, you're seeing real things develop and change right in front of you. There's a real tangible result of the work that you're involved in. I think another really interesting benefit is technology. So we are really future focused as an industry on technology. There's a lot of focus now on cutting edge equipment in areas like geomatics, where you're measuring land, drones, all sorts of things around virtual reality as well. So if you like the idea of using technology as part of an industry, it's all there. I suppose we also ought to talk about some issues around salaries as well. And I think that built environment salaries can be very, very attractive and very competitive with other areas, and such as law, for example. I think that when you're in year 13 and looking at university courses, it's hard to find some information about salaries, accurate information about salaries, but it is out there. And so you might want to do some Google searching on that. But just to give you an idea, the national average salary for graduate surveyors is currently around £26,500. You can compare that with a national salary for law graduates, which is £21,000. There's lots of information out there about salaries for built environment jobs, but they are really attractive, some of them, and there's an opportunity to earn a really good living out there.
So it's a dynamic, forward-thinking industry where there's a lot of tech, which is coming part of the sector. And as you say, it's well rewarded as well. So, yeah, you know, that's kind of an overview of the sector. What careers specifically are available within it? You know, can you talk me through which specific roles you could be taking within the built environment?
Yeah, now one of the great things about the built environment industry is that no matter what your skill set is, there is a job that's in it for you. So if you like business, strategy, finance, commercial type things, if you're interested in transactions and buying and selling, then areas like real estate offer great opportunities for you. So you might be managing property as an asset, you might be selling, buying, disposing of property all around the world. If you're more technically minded, if you like the idea of working out how things go together, finding solutions, using innovative materials, for example, then you've got areas like building surveying, even architectural technology, where you're working with structures and innovative materials to build, repair, develop, maintain the buildings around us. Construction firms offer great opportunities for people, particularly if you like using science, technology, maths type subjects in your work. They are interested in skills around project management, people management, people who like the idea of a big picture, so quite strategic management of massive projects. And I think that what underlies or underpins all the careers in built environments, so whether you're looking at construction management, quantity surveying, building surveying, or real estate, is this passion for buildings, for land, for structures, and everybody in the industry has that. Often, I think there's an interest in using visual intelligence in your work, so maybe using maps and charts, but everything, all the skills you find that you're using in Minecraft, SimCity, they're all great skills for built environment.
And I think there's a graphic which our designer is currently creating, and that basically shows each part of the life cycle of a building. So it will show when the bricks are being laid to then surveying it later on and that kind of thing. And it's a really good visual representation. I believe that was something you both worked on together. So could you talk me through that process in terms of the different parts of a building or a development, and what kind of roles specifically would be involved at each stage?
Yeah, so if we're talking about right at the beginning, somebody needs a building. They need some kind of what we call real estate, whether that's a park or a leisure centre or a house, for some kind of purpose. So you have a planning team, so planning and development surveyors, designers, architects, architectural technologists, all working out what that building might look like. And then we move on to the part where you're kind of planning for that building, what it's going to cost, how it's going to be built, what it's going to look like, how it's going to be used. And people around that stage are quantity surveyors and also architects. The next stage we have is actually building it, the construction stage. And here we have different sorts of surveyors, but construction managers, site managers, people who are actually overseeing and managing the building of that project. And it's interesting because this end of the market, we're not talking about bricklayers and plumbers and carpenters. We call those the trades, but here we're talking about people who are graduates, degree qualified, graduate entry professions. So after construction, the building is ready for occupation. So you'll have real estate surveyors, for example, who might be selling it, leasing it, buying it, negotiating with potential occupiers, and working out how to make some money from that building. The next stage you've got a stage where we need to repair and maintain that building. We need to adapt to it. We need to make it fit for purpose as needs change. And then, of course, all buildings at some point, most of them become obsolete, whether that's for economic reasons or reasons that they're just not needed. And so you have a whole team of people again, real estate surveyors, demolition experts, planners, designers, who are looking at that building and deciding about how it could be repurposed or redeveloped for the next phase of its life.
So if you'd like to be part of building projects, then our courses are perfect for that. And sort of bringing it back to our programmes, I mean, what support would I receive coming straight out of school and starting a full-time degree with UCEM? What's available? Obviously, you know, from a personal perspective, Bridget, you can provide a lot of support on the career side. So you can maybe tell us a little bit about that and also some other support mechanisms which we have.
Yeah, well, just because we don't have a physical campus, it doesn't mean that we don't have the same kind of support services that other universities offer. So we have a careers team, so we are working with students to make sure that they develop the kind of skills and attitudes that employers are going to want and value and be attracted by the time somebody comes out with their degree. And that might include, for example, some help finding internships in the summer, something like that. We've got a disability and wellbeing team. So for students who have maybe had a support plan at school, maybe you have a learning need such as dyslexia or dyspraxia, then our expert team help you develop a learning plan to support you in your studies. The other third part of the support teams, if you like, is our academic mentors. So they help students with the transition from studying at school to studying in a higher education institution to studying for a degree. And it is really different. So sometimes students need a bit of help with that, how to write an academic assignment on a module around building law, for example, could be quite different to writing an essay at A level. So our academic mentors help you develop skills to be an independent learner, to challenge, to be curious about things, new skills such as referencing you might not have had before. So those support teams are all in place for students, and we regularly check in with students to make sure they're okay and they're happy, and see how we can help.
And that's you know, well summed up. I think we've also got a fantastic online platform, which is our virtual learning environment. And you mentioned there about referencing, you know, there's the e-library, which has tons of fantastic information which can help you all the way through, and plenty of other resources to complement all the teams who can help you over the phone or by email, basically. So yeah, thank you, Bridget. Really helpful and interesting to hear about the different careers which are available in the built environment. And if you would like to find out more about our full-time programmes, then head to our bespoke webpage, which is ucem.ac.uk/full-time, and that's FULL-TIME, to find out more. Thanks for listening.